This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 11:30, before we officially bring him in, this is his walk-up music. He enjoys it. Give him a moment. His name is Shooty Babbitt, and you can follow him on Twitter at... No, Shooty doesn't do Twitter. He's old school. It's in the dope, player. What's up, Shooty? How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
We're doing fantastic. It's opening day, Shooty. Happy opening day to you, man.
Oh, well, you know, for me, it's like opening day is tomorrow because I've been grinding since March 1st. Through spring training and everything that it takes to get ready for opening day. And finally, I'll get my last day to take a last exhale and get ready for the long haul. But I'm truly excited. Can't wait. There's so many great things to look forward to this year. And I don't think anything more important than just today alone. So, man, what's going on with you guys today?
Shooty, any single – I've been asking all of the guests this at the end of the interview. Unfortunately, that has forced them to shorten their answer, and I want to give you as much room to breathe on this one as possible. Is there any single opening day for you that stands above all the – I mean, you've been through a ton of them, obviously. Anyone that stands out?
Oh, no question. 1981. You know, my one and only year in the major leagues and just – feeling the elation, the anticipation, you know, to live a dream, to fantasize, to grow up a little boy, just wanting to do that all your life. And you got a neighborhood full of kids that want to do the exact same thing and probably talented enough to do so. But lo and behold, it just didn't work out that way. But, man, that one day, that first opening day, the crowd, the family, all the hard work paying off to hear your name being called by the great Richard Steele. I mean, come on, man, the man of God, the voice of God. That one particularly stands out for me.
I'm glad that you clarified that, Mr. Steele, the voice of God, because I've heard a bunch of people say Ken Korak is the voice of God. No, it is Mr. Steele, and I call him Mr. Steele because that's the level of respect I had for him. Shooty, before, I know Guru's got a question for you that he's dying to get off his chest, but did you allow yourself to feel pride in that moment in 1981? Because I know you're a very humble guy, but did you allow yourself to actually dig on yourself a little bit that day and say, hey, I deserve this. I work for this. I'm going to enjoy this. For me, not for my parents, not for my coaches, not for everybody who helped me along the way, but for me right now, I'm digging me.
Man, come on. There's no problem with celebration, with elation. I mean, it's what you live for. I think you never celebrate and throw your hands up and say, I have arrived, because when you do that, you're still destined for a crash, because I think this journey doesn't end until you close your eyes. But stop along the way and smell the roses. And, you know, it's just like going to have something to do with my life lesson today, because I think it's all relevant, man. But absolutely, man. You know, celebrate with class, celebrate with dignity, but absolutely celebrate with joy and accomplishment for sure.
Shooty, we all know your expertise with the scouting that you do, and Herbs and I have been going back and forth because he was shocked at one of the MLB players that had a 0.83 average that didn't get called up to the bigs. And I said, Michael, at spring training, obviously the coaches saw something, you know, to where they thought it wouldn't equate at the major league level when the games count.
Shooty, we're talking about Steven Okert, left-hand reliever for the Giants. He put up a 0.93 ERA in spring training. They're in desperate need for a lefty reliever, and he didn't make the team. That's what we're talking about specifically.
And I want to ask you and pick your brain, you know, forget the stats. Is it about the player and where they're at in their career for you to look at something, any numbers in spring training to base your decision off of that? Or is it all the eye test?
Well, just my opinion in the situation and not relevant to that one particular player. I think timing is everything in life, and that's why I think you have to always be ready for the opportunity. optimum opportunity. Just because you knock on the door as loud as you think that you should or someone should hear you, it doesn't always work out that way.
Wow.
That doesn't mean that you're supposed to stop knocking. You better find a way to kick that bad boy in, because you're not knocking loud enough. You know, in my situation, I can only speak directly toward that, being in the right place at the right time, getting off when somebody needs somebody to get off, and taking advantage of the situation. Just keep on doing it. It's in the dope, player. You
know, wow.
Come out. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you do.
Hey, Shooty, I've got a board in front of me now with the Palatial New Studios. Have you been in studio yet since they redid it, Shooty?
Man, you know, when you're a man of many hats and you have to work as hard as I do with about three jobs, Michael, as badly as I want to get in there, I can't find a day off. But trust me, my brother, before this year is over with, I'm going to come in there with some pancakes and syrup, and we're going to put some butter on it, and we're going to let it roll. I'm just saying.
It's absolutely got to happen. That is going to be good time.
I'm already excited.
Shooty, I asked Susan Slusser this. I asked Vince Catronio this. I am going to ask you this because Bob Melvin won't answer the question, and he's not being evasive. His answer is basically, well, it's you'll find out when you see it happen. If the A's are leading, they got to say it's 3-1 tomorrow in the ninth inning. Who's walking out there to close that game out for the A's?
Well, I would say Sean Madison right now. Ryan Madison, because he's a guy that who ended the year in that role, and he hasn't been anointed that. But we also know that this also is a game of numbers and matchups, so that might dictate it. But that doesn't mean anything, because with this bullpen, there's a plethora of guys down there, or conglomeration, should I say, that could get that job done. So I think time will tell. These guys will pitch themselves into their defined role, and I think that's a great part of having a bullpen with power arms, because you have choices, and they have choices.
Shooty, Chris Davis, 42 homers, 109 RBIs, and I'm like, man, he's really set the bar high.
Guru loves him some Chris Davis.
Yeah, I do, and you should give the man credit. But he's a bit hobbled. Is that a bad omen, trying to start the season off to where you're not feeling 100%?
I think it is, especially when you have a guy who has made a living of crushing balls and not running balls down. I think he should get a lot of time as a designated hitter, because I don't want to see his bat out of the lineup. So I think one thing that the A's continue to do is take a proactive approach with their guys that are somewhat injured. And I'm sure that they're not going to run him out there and put him in a situation where he could hurt himself and possibly hurt that lineup for an extended period of time. So it's early on. Guys have dead legs. Guys have dead arms. Some guys spring back a little quicker than others. Hopefully for him, it's just a dead leg period.
The voice you hear is that of Shooty Babbitt. He joins us here inside the Bigs every Sunday at about 11:30 when his schedule allows, of course. He does work for what is now NBC Sports California and Bay Area. He is also a Major League scout, former Major League player. Again, regularly appears here on Inside the Bigs. Shooty, I need you to give me this. I was going to ask for two. I'm going to ask for just one. Who is your sleeper Oakland Athletic that somebody who, say they're a Royals fan, they have no idea who this guy is that you're about to name, but come September, they're going to know that name. Who is that guy on the green and gold roster right now?
Wow, man. Bruce Maxwell. This is a young kid who grows on you the more you watch him. The one thing that's always been somewhat of a pattern in baseball. Catchers typically, their bats come along a little slower than the hitting because they have so much on them and so much to learn. Bruce Maxwell has just grown physically as well as mentally. The A's of Fortune have three guys right now in the mix. But I think once Bruce Maxwell gets there and his name starts getting written in the lineup on a consistent basis, they will know who Bruce Maxwell is.
But Shooty, because Maxwell, he's a left-handed hitting catcher, correct?
We're not worried about that right now, Michael.
Okay, because Steven Vogt's a left-handed hitting catcher, too. For Maxwell to get some run, something's going to happen to Steven, right?
If I would have been worried about who was in the big leagues getting run when I was trying to get here, I never would have.
Okay.
If you get in my way, I may not be able to run you down, but if you get in my way, I may run you over. I'm just saying.
I got you.
Shooty, Babbitt just dealing on a Sunday. Shooty, when you look at the AL West, I know the Astros are young. They got talent. They made some moves, but Texas is there. How do you handicap the AL West? Who should the A's be most worried about?
Well, it's going to be a three dog fight and a bunch of chihuahuas, if you ask me. I mean, if you look at Houston, Texas, Seattle, they're built to win right now. And if you think that the A's are going to contend for a championship and the Angels, then you're fooling yourself. Nobody loves the Oakland A's and bleed green and gold like I do. But you have to be real about it. There's been a lot of money spent for teams to win it now, and I think those three have to be the strongest. We know the games have to be played on the field. The A's and the Angels will have a whole lot to say about what happens, because I think it's all about what you do in your division. But I have to think those three teams, and I'm not going to say which ones are going to finish where, because basically I could care less, but I just feel that those are the three strongest teams in the division.
Like I said, Shooty does a little bit of everything, and one of the things he does for us, more specifically for you, the listener, is provide life lessons on his way out. What you got this week, Shooty?
Man, it's so beautiful right now. I think as a parent, as anybody trying to get someone to understand a process right now, take your child to the nursery. Look at the beautiful flowers. Look at the beautiful plants. Look at all the attention they're getting, sunshine, water, fertilization, you name it. But look at the final product. Take a picture of it. Let them explain what it took to get it like that. Then take them back in the fall when they're dead, no flowers on it, no leaves. Nobody even wants to look at it, but there's still a whole lot in there. It's just taking on the blunt, the cold weather, the non-attention, the ineffectiveness of no sun. But you know what? Because of the faith in the plant and the strength of the roots, it's going to bloom, and it's going to bloom like a flower. And look how beautiful it'll be next year.
Shooty, you're the best. I appreciate your time. I appreciate everything about you, man. Happy opening day. I know that it's not your official opening day today, but tomorrow is. Maybe I'll see you out at the yard tomorrow.
Man, love y'all, man. Have a great day and enjoy the rest of it.
All right, Shooty. That's Shooty Babbitt. He joins us every Sunday at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.